straight killer Ville, dog.
The way you reach for me in the heart of the night, the things I feel for you, I can't say just right. If it's all I'll ever do, I live my love. We'll be right back.
What's good? What's good? We are back. Another live from Fednam Saturday music reviews. And looks like our guest just popped up. We're going to give him a couple minutes to come on screen. I don't see his camera right yet. We're going to get into some music reviews later. I got about 13, 14 songs lined up to review later and whatnot. Still waiting on J. Cobb's camera to pop up. I see the screen popped up, but I do not see the camera just yet. Who we had yesterday? We had Kid Call Quest yesterday, last night, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Go back and watch that interview. Very interesting interview. He produced like half of the Big Shug, two of his albums, which I thought was very interesting. So I definitely want to go check that out more and whatnot. He produced for a lot of other interesting people as well and had a lot of good music. I still don't see J. Cobb's camera yet. Looks like just audio. Waiting on him to get that right. Matter of fact, let me see if I message him real quick and let him know don't see your camera. I'm gonna send him a message real quick. I should have got his Instagram and hit him up on Instagram. Normally when I do the interviews, I get them through Instagram most of the time. That way I could direct message Cass on Instagram. I see where J. Cobb has popped up in here, but I don't see no camera just yet. What do we got here? Private chat. Hold up. I don't know if he was thinking we was going to just do an audio, but we do the video podcast, so we got to have the camera. I'll give him a couple minutes. Yo, so last night, man, I went in on the Eminem thing, listened to the Eminem album. Wasn't really that great. Mediocre, average. Once again, the production is not that great. So, I think now I totally get it, man, why people feel like Eminem is put on this pedestal because he's a white dude. Because, I mean, the music just doesn't even up with the success and the pedestal he gets put on. His second half of his career is mediocre at best. Don't look like J. Cobb got this camera thing fixed. Oh, there he goes. All right, let's see. I see him getting the camera situated right now. We're gonna bring him in a minute or so, as soon as his camera pops up. So as soon as I see him pop up on camera. But yeah, man, like I got called a hater last night, but it is what it is. And it looks like he's got the camera situated, so we're going to bring him in right now. Jay, what's good, man?
What's happening? Happy Saturday. What's going on?
Same to you. Can I get you to possibly turn it the other way, the longer way? It's better for the clips. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to be on camera. So
yeah, okay. Barry didn't tell you?
I'm fresh out the gym. Nobody told me.
All right. Yeah, we do video only. Yeah, we do video only. We do extract the audio later, and we'll upload that to Spotify and whatnot. But everything starts from the visuals. That way we can, you know, run it through the AI and clip it up. Appreciate you coming on. Normally I have a co-host with me, but he's out of town right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to hold it down. I produced the whole show anyway, so I'll be good to go. Okay. All right, let's start
with
us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No problem, man. You based out of Detroit, right?
Yeah, I'm from Detroit.
Okay, from Detroit. Okay, yeah. So we got J. Cobb from Detroit, and let's start with some standard questions, like what first got you into music, and like what or who or what inspired you to start making music?
Yeah, so I'm a multi-instrumentalist. I'm classically trained on the piano since the age of 4. So I have to say my mom definitely got me into music. She comes from a musical family, musical background, and then I ended up picking up the drums, bassoon, stand-up bass, electric bass, little saxophone. And I've pretty much been playing music my whole life.
That's what's up. So you're an actual musician, unlike most rappers that call themselves musicians and only rap.
Yeah.
Yes. So how would you describe the music that you typically create?
I would describe it as kind of, obviously, on the side of good music. I feel like there's only two kinds of music, good and bad. I'm thankful that I feel like my music falls on the good side. But when people ask me to describe it, I kind of describe it as like lyrical rock and roll, hip hop, okay, jazz. It's a little bit of everything. It basically finds you wherever you're at.
Okay, that's what's up. And what's your creative process like?
My creative process. You probably have to ask my producer, but really I let the music make the song. So like when I go in to cook up, there's nothing pre-written. Normally there's nothing, like we haven't really even talked about anything. I just book time with my producers, my production team, and then we just go in and start cooking right there, and the songs really write themselves. So I don't really write anything. I just let it come through me.
So you got all your music on the streaming platforms. Are you doing anything like DIYs, direct to consumer at all?
Yeah, a little bit here and there.
So what's your feelings about the whole streaming scene?
Well, obviously, it's devalued music.
Yep.
To a point where, like, you know, it feels like we're in hell right now, but. You know, I don't really appreciate streaming for the sake of, you know, how much we get paid. But I do appreciate the ability to listen to all genres of music at the click of a search button. I definitely don't think it's the answer for the music industry. And it seems like we're getting further and further away from what really is and really paying artists for what they deserve. But you know, it's a yin and yang. It's like good and bad, you know.
You think we've allowed the major labels to dictate every artist's way to get to the consumer for too long?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But the streaming platform, yeah, in my opinion, these are all my opinions, you know, the majors held the streaming platforms off so long until they realized they finally had to get in bed with them. Now that they're in bed with them, it's a way for them to recoup all the investment that they put in artists. They control all the editorial playlists. I mean, if you go to Apple Music or Spotify, it's all major artists pretty much, all of them. So, you know, it's, yeah, the game.
Now, have you ever opened up for any major artists?
Yes, I have.
What are some of those artists?
I went on tour with Chuck English, the Cool Kids, and a few other known artists. Who else have I opened up for? Can't remember off the top of my head, but that's one that definitely resonates. There have been some other ones like Cap G I performed with down at A3C or South by Southwest. I mean, quite a few artists that are bigger now.
Where you based out of now?
I'm between LA and New York City.
LA and New York City. Okay, mm-hmm. That's probably the two best markets to pretty much be at, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Like what famous artists do you like admire the most?
I mean, this question used to be so straightforward, but since people run off at the mouth so much, the shit changes every day. So I got to make sure everybody's still in some people's good graces. But, you know, ultimately, the hip hop artist that I've always been inspired by is definitely Jay. Outkast, Andre 3000, T.I., Lil Wayne, M. You know, Kanye was a big role in me choosing to really take this on as a professional career option. And then obviously outside of hip hop, I mean, I find inspiration in all genres of music because I feel like there's something in there for me in every genre. So I can find something. I love Prince. I love Michael Jackson. You know,
that's my top two right there. Prince and Michael Jackson.
I mean, let's go. I'm
a Nirvana cat at third. Nirvana.
Yeah, I like
third.
Nirvana, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Foo Fighters, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Jimi Hendrix, Santana. I mean, the list goes on.
How do you feel about the modern day hip hop sound?
I don't really feel strongly one way or the other. I feel like, you know, it's definitely evolving, but I would consider myself kind of a stubborn artist. I stay stubborn in my lane, and trying to make my sound the best that it can be. So like, I feel like my sound is a modern day hip hop sound. I don't know.
That's what's up. Is there any like producers or artists that you really, really want to work with?
Yeah, 100%. Definitely Pharrell.
Pharrell?
And then I used to want to cut a record with Lana Del Rey. I saw Quavo just did that. You know, definitely Ed Sheeran. I think Ed Sheeran is a hell of a producer and songwriter. I would love to do a record with him.
I definitely love him. Do you think he would have stood a chance of making it on the non-internet world?
Yeah. I think greatness finds its place amongst, you know, the noise. I firmly believe that my strategy when I got into this business was always one fan at a time. Never slingshots to the top with millions of people that, you know, I don't even know why they're here or any of that. So, you know, as I've been building this since for over 10 years now, I still go with the one fan at a time so that I can also nurture and cultivate those relationships.
Yeah, we interviewed DJ Chuck T. He stressed that as well. Do you think too many people have always been caught up in this? Like, I come from the time when everybody was trying to buy a million Twitter followers, a million Instagram followers, and now they're trying to buy a million plays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think everybody's trying to chase that million number a little too much, and instead of just putting, like you said, put a realistic goal and just try to build fan after fan after fan?
Yeah, because when I actually sat down and did the math, if I have 1,000 fans who are willing to spend $100, I'm just ballparking figures.
Yeah, that's 100,000 right there.
Exactly. 100, you know what I'm saying? And you can make a living off of that. So, yeah, a million would be nice. And that's what, you know, my dad wants me to have. But if I just keep building and people like what I'm putting out there, I feel like as long as my product is good and top notch, then it will find its way to the right people and the right listeners. And then they'll show up at the shows. And my live show is insane. You know, I'm a live performer. I write all my music to perform it. So we just have fun.
That almost sounds like something that Joyner Lucas does, where he like scripts his music video and then he goes and writes the song based around that.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
Yeah. I mean, the music video, all that's coming to me as I'm making the record. You know, I kind of look at like the composition, the musical bed as like a wall to a graffiti artist. And I just come through there and put my tag on it. Keep it moving.
Now, this new single, what's the inspiration behind your new single?
I believe you're talking about Pretty and Pretentious.
Yeah.
Pretty and Pretentious. I was walking with my daughter around New York City, and I was just looking around in this one area of the city, and I'm like, damn, all these ladies, they just look pretty and pretentious to me. Like, they had their sweaters all perfect, monogrammed. Everything was precise and picked out with precision. And when I said the words, I was like, oh, shit, that's a song, Pretty and Pretentious. And I was like, oh, I got to make that. Like, that's a record. And then I just hit my producer. We found studio time, went in there. And, like, the way he cooked up the track, we cooked it up together. It was just so seamless, and it just... it was a beautiful marriage. And then out came the record.
How do you feel like the internet has impacted the music business? You think it dictates the music business right now?
I think the internet dictates a lot. It's definitely democratized the music industry. It definitely makes people have, I feel, a little bit of like a false sense of notoriety and gives them an inflated opinion. But I think the internet is a vehicle to distribute music. And then, yeah, it can be manipulated and controlled by it. But yeah, maybe. Yes or no. The more I think about it, probably. But how I don't know. Like, I think, you know, who controls music? Ultimately, I think we as artists control music. But then when you look at the majors, well, they control a piece of it. When you look at, you know, the DSPs, they control a piece of it. Everybody thinks they control it. But I mean, who is the ultimate controller? The artist, ultimately.
Yeah, and the fact that the artist doesn't understand that and get that, it's a big problem. It's kind of like, you know, when I first got into radio and artists didn't understand, like, unsigned artists didn't understand why they only get so many plays on, like, their local station. Like, if nobody's calling and requesting it and, you know, you're not bringing listeners to the station, they don't understand, they're not bringing no value to the table whatsoever. You're not bringing nothing to the table. You know, you want to eat off the table, but you're not bringing nothing to the table. Mm-hmm. So do you think radio is pretty much dead?
No, I don't.
Do you think
terrestrial radio? I don't think it's dead. I mean, now that I live in California and spend a lot of time in California, I'm driving a ton. I'm listening to the radio. I don't think it's dead. I see a lot of, you know, it's still one of the biggest ways to market and expose your music to people.
I just think the problem is it's like you got FM radio and Spotify, and they're exactly the same. They don't care about no artist that doesn't have a certain kind of plays, followers, and listeners. I mean, like, I'm even surprised that, like, they're actually been throwing Eminem on these Rap Caviar playlists, because typically they only put drill and trap, and that's it. They're like almost impossible to infiltrate.
Yeah, but they know they gotta keep people. They gotta keep people, you know, on the top. They it's definitely like strategic how they keep people on the top with the DSPs and shit like that, for sure. It's not as much of an algorithm. It's not a game. I think it's strategy and placement.
Yeah, and I don't trust the DSPs as far as I could throw them, because, you know, with Spotify, where they're threatening them with $10,000 fines, and then you got them talking about if 98% of your music is botted up, which is crazy to me to think that they would accept 97% and 96% and 95%. It's like the fact that you were home in on 98%, I think that really is a telltale.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like all the new changes to specifically Spotify have been to hurt independent artists and to basically ultimately not pay them. So then they can sell more money over to the majors and pay back all that publishing and shit like that. But
that's basically, you know, what I said, that it's all about them trying to keep money in the pocket. I mean, 2/3 of their money is going to the majors.
Yeah.
If, you know, you're a company and you only got 1/3 of your, you know, net or gross income is all you got to operate, man. There's no way you can operate, man.
Yeah.
To me, it's almost like the WNBA. Like, people always be like, well, the CEOs are getting rich. Yeah, they're getting rich, but the company itself isn't making a profit. No. They're just kicking out too much money, man, on the daily. And that's like Apple Music doesn't pay out daily. Tidal doesn't pay out daily. And a lot of these other streaming platforms don't even have a play count that's like public, you know. So we don't even know if we're really getting the plays that we're supposed to be getting on that end.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. What advice would you have for somebody trying to get into this business?
Definitely have a main gig or some other source of income. Think about it like a startup business, a startup company. Don't get into it if you wouldn't do it for free.
Wow, that's, you know what? I've never heard anybody say that. And I think people fail to realize this is still a legal dope game, and dope has to be given away for free to get people hooked so they'll come back and buy more.
Yeah.
So what's next for you, man?
I got an album dropping, Imposter Syndrome, July 19th, next Friday. So that's
how many songs on that one?
15.
Are you band camping at all?
I mean, I have a band camp. I don't spend too much time over there, but you know, if there's so many platforms, you know, you really, and it's only 24 hours in the day, maybe 12 if you're lucky. So
yeah, I would recommend that Bandcamp, man, because as a music promoter, I don't even really do Spotify playlist pitching no more, because with the rule changes, you know, it went from, you know, you can't even pay for guaranteed placements to you can't even pay a third party and they'll remove your music. So that's like the game is rigged when they're sitting there saying, hey, we're going to demonetize you if you don't get a certain amount of plays. Oh, yeah, by the way, you can't pay nobody to promote it either. Like, I know people that's literally only like promoting through Spotify's discovery campaigns and their what's the other ones called? The Marquee. Yeah, they've only done discovery and Marquee campaigns and still got their music removed.
Oh, yeah, because I mean, they have bots working to catch bots, but they're also employing artificial intelligence, and that's not 100% accurate. So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's all flawed, but it's just to make you feel defeated in this business that already can make you feel defeated without even getting music to a DSP. Shit, just trying to get one song finished. You know, like, I don't know. I work differently. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can crank out two songs in an hour and a half, completely finished from nothing. A lot of people, it might take some people a year to write a song, 3 months to write a song. And, you know, that comes with a lot of other shit along the way.
You got a favorite song you like to perform?
Yeah, pretty much all of them. You know, but like all of them, and they've also changed over the years and with my life. You know what I'm saying? So like right now, I definitely like performing Right Now Part 2. That shit just has a really nice bop to it. Last time I performed here out in California, people went crazy. So like, that's just easy. You know the hook after the first time. So that's the way I like to write my music, so people can catch on to it and ride the wave. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really trying to trick you, confuse you. You either like it or you don't.
I thought I saw something too where you're like really big on Jay-Z.
Yeah, I like Jay. I like definitely Jay. I like Jay-Z.
Do you think he gets a lot of hate? Like too much hate. Like cats seem to always want to compare him to everybody, it seems like, man. I think you go back and look at his catalog. I think I always said he got at least four bona fide classics. Most artists don't got four classic albums.
Most don't. And I also feel like hate spreads faster than love. You know what I'm saying?
It does.
And that's a disease that we gotta address and look at. Like, you know, I rarely hear people bring up positive shit about almost anybody.
Now, especially nowadays, right? The internet's really like,
so
it got,
you know,
ridiculous, man, with the hate, man. It's like we was doing the show last night, and I was just talking about the Eminem album, and then somebody's like, yo, you hating. Like, yo, man, you know, I'm like, yo, go to bed, drink your milk and cookies. Nobody's hating, man. Just because I don't agree with everything you agree with, does it mean I'm a hater? That's the thing. If you don't like something somebody likes, they just like, oh, you hating. They throw that word out a little too loosely for me, man.
Too loosely, yeah. You know.
Sometimes you say you can't even criticize nobody no more, man. And you could always tell an artist that has no friends whatsoever when he sends a song for a music review, and it's like, it's god awful, man. I mean, you know, the ones that are like, it's offbeat. You know,
everything
about it is just god awful. The voice, the delivery, the lyrics, the beat.
Oh,
and
man.
It's like, yo, this dude ain't got no friends whatsoever, man.
Didn't run it by anybody before he sent it here.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you got to silence all the noise because everybody tell you don't send that. And then you're like, well, you know what? Shit, I'm going to press the button myself.
Yeah. And music is subjective. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I realized that any and everybody can have fans. And like you said, man, I mean, you don't got to go off of the millions. I mean, you were going off 1,000. If you go off of 10,000, I mean, that's a really good number. That's a really that's a good number to have.
Great number to have. Yeah.
100,000,
you know.
I know artists that don't even do shows and tour, do any performances, got 10,000 fans and making a living paying for all of their family's bills to the point, like, one of them's a female artist and her husband done had to quit his job and basically works for her.
Yeah.
To help, you know, make sure the product gets shipped out, CD, because, yeah. You know, that's another thing, man. CDs are starting to come back more. I see people putting the package deals where you got the CD with the CD player. Mm-hmm. And the cassette with the cassette player, and you got your logo and your name on the cassette player. So the cassette player is branded, the CD players are branded. You know, it's a whole new ballpark, man. I just think artists need to stop letting major labels dictate the way they distribute their music when they're not signed to a major label whatsoever. There's no rules when you're not signed to a major label.
Exactly.
You got to make your own rules up.
Yep.
All right, before we go, anything you want to shout out, man?
I really just want to, you know, shout out my family. I want to shout out my producers, World House. I want to shout out my team, Andrew, Fennell, Dove Clark, everybody who's a part of Storm Group Records. And, yeah, definitely be on the lookout for my album, Imposter Syndrome, July 19th.
And sorry to communicate the interview better. I thought Barry let cats know that we do the video podcast and whatnot. And you know, when we done, I'm gonna clip up your interview. We got the StreamYard AI. We'll throw it to, and I'll throw it through another AI. Get a bunch of clips out there for you. Sure I tag you in all of them. Awesome. So make sure you send me all your socials that you got. We're gonna post it on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, and then the audio version. You know, go to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, and all that good stuff.
Awesome. And big shout out to you and Barry as well. Appreciate
it. Yeah, and you got my contact now. So anytime you want to just come back on for an interview about the new single or the album or whatnot, just reach out to me. And now you know, like, we do a video. So we just sent a StreamYard link over, and everything was pretty easy usually to operate.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, man.
I appreciate it, man. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Likewise.
Peace. All right. Well, that was J. Cobb, originally from Detroit. As you heard, he going back and forth from New York to L.A. We just had a comment from Pop-Up, True Raw. Appreciate you tuning in. I'm about to get into some music reviews here, a little whatnot. There's a little bit of miscommunication with the interview. J. Cobb didn't know that it was a video interview. I guess he thought it was an audio. But we will put the audio up on Spotify, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, and all that good stuff. All right, well, we're about to get into it. I got a bunch of songs lined up today to review. Let's see what we got here. And shouts out to Mr. J. He's out of town right now. Next week, we got Drazmatic, Friday, 7 p.m. interview, and maybe a topic. And Trillanoise Tracks is probably driving on his way back to town. He's out of town, or out of state, actually. And don't forget, he produces the intro and the outro and all the music that we do for the 5-minute countdown. All right, we're going to get into the first song of the day, Third Cousin, Sorry, and I think last time they got yays across the board. Let's get into it. Third Cousin, Sorry. Don't forget, submit MP3s to livefromfayetnam@gmail.com. I repeat, livefromfayetnam@gmail.com. Appreciate everybody that tuned in on Instagram right now. Appreciate those tuning in on Live from Vietnam Facebook as well. All right, let's get into the first one. Third Cousin, Sorry.
Hey, welcome to the party. Hey, what's up, my guy? You're great. It's Third Cousin. Cut. Leagues. Glass. It wears glass. I call him later. Bro, listen, when I'm spitting all written, verse in a hearse, someone get the mortician. Cooking up in the Lord's kitchen. When it come to a beat, think a warehouse
working some forklifting. Used to be timid, but I'm comfortable now. Milking every word out of the bucket under the cow. I'm just trying to watch the numbers start to climb from the streaming. Cold word capture, cause the catalog's steaming. So I'ma give you bars until your head become a swell knot. A prisoner of DNA who freed him from the cell block. Came from the greatest physician. I know sinners and sickness, and he the only man that cures like a nail shop. So he didn't have ears, let the lyrics astound. And prepare to be blessed with immaculate sound. Cause the Blues Brothers back in the town, making the church flip. We fully loaded and y'all getting the first class. Shouldn't have left you. Well, that's some dope like rhymes to bless you. The grandmas, aunties, nieces, and nephews. But this here make you slide out of your dress shoes. You had to listen to that. Well, tell the young boy sit in the back. Cause we got the soul food man fixing the snack. And we
I'm agree with Too Raw on this one, man. That's a yay, man. I like that. And it sounds like something I heard before. Shouts out to Flip Rothstein, just tuned in on Instagram. Yeah, this Third Cousin Sorry track, I like this one. The beat sound like something I heard before, like a sample from a track from the 90s or the 80s or something. And I like the hook. I like the singing on it. So that's a yay right there. Let's get into this next one. Christian Keys. Closer. Christian Keys Closer.
Better. I don't know if I should say this to you yet. I like you and I'd like to know you better. Girl, I really wanna get closer. Talking everything you do, babe. Girl, you know I like it. Ooh, yeah. The only one I can see myself with is you. Girl, I really wanna get closer.
I'm agreeing with Too Raw on this one again, man. That's a yay right there. And that's actually one of my clients from Barry Benson, Christian Keys, Closer. I definitely like that. Really good voice. Nice slow track. Played Trono Reggae in my veins. You can skip the line right now. We got skip the lines and that's it. Okay. So if you want to skip the line, it's $5 via Cash App to Promo Palace LLC. To skip the line. And because right now, whatever songs we got pretty much loaded up is the ones we're going to go with. What would you remake, but it shows good taste? Okay. Yeah, I definitely like that one. All right, so let's get into All You Can Hate choices.
How can I choose in so many choices? How can I leave my bed if you took roses? I wanted everything but I got nothing.
almost feel like we reviewed that one already, man. I'm gonna go with an okay. Wanted more out of the vocals. So I'm gonna get that one an okay. That's gonna be the first okay today. All right, let's get to another one. Charles Wright, Follow Your Spirit. Let's get into it. Charles Wright, Follow Your Spirit.
Never go wrong. Follow your spirit. You'll always make it home. Follow your spirit. Listen to your heart. Oh, well. It'll always tell you when to stop and when to start. Don't let other people bring you down. Don't you listen to that familiar sound. Somebody tell you that it can't be done. Show them that you're right there on the one.
I'm giving that a yay, man. That was funky. I like that, man. I like that. And Barry Benson said, I might want to interview this cat. And I think he was right, because I just love those old school artists with those funky tracks like that. I'm going to get that a yay. Charles Wright, Follow Your Spirit. See what the comments are saying. Yay. I love this. Yeah, I love it too, man. That was a dope record, man. That was funky, yo. All right, let's get into the next one. Make sure I got all the names in this. Drasmatic featuring Killer Cow and DJ J-Ski, Positive Vibes Only. And we will be interviewing him next week, Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So tune in. Drasmatic, Positive Vibes Only. Let's get into it.
My stance is dirty. Politicking on getting chicken without getting my hands dirty. Life be life, and when you over 30, it's common courtesy.
Like
I move with a sense of urgency. Verbally, I know they hurting me. It's killing me. There's only one in me. I'm who they want to be. You wouldn't understand what this game is mentally done to me. What done for me? If it ain't the truth, then what y'all want from me? I'm happy while they're miserable. And misery loves company. Well, we are not the same. You can never steal my joy. You can never fulfill these shoes. I bust too many moves. Keep it a buck. I expire these dudes. And they tell a real story. Any, many, money, more. Pick one. I ain't got nothing for me. Your wave's over. I'm the flamethrower. The heat holder. Soul control. I don't care who think you nice. I think that's mediocre. The person with the sharpest mind. Stand the test of time. Fall in line. I seen them come and go. But I'm still in my prime.
That is a yay, man. That is a yay, man. That's a dope record, man. I don't know the sample that song was from, but that's a yay. That was dope, man. I mean, that was dope. That was dope. Drasmatic, can't wait to interview you next week. Definitely got some dope records. Damn, I wish I knew the name of that song that they sampled that from. All right, let's get into the next one. We got Kate Dineen, Easier in Time. Kate Dineen, Easier in Time. And after this one, we're going to get into a quick break.
Didn't have to say goodbye. I'd appreciate a reason why you're leaving. Running after the last train, believe me.
to take. Wasn't for you just to break me open.
I kind of like that, man. I kind of like that. I think I'm going to go with a yay on that one. I think I'm going to go with a yay on that one. You know, there's actually been some really good records today, man. I like what I'm hearing today. Third Cousin, Sorry, Christian Keys, Closer, Charles Wright, Follow Your Spirit, Drasmatic, just Kate Dineen, Easier in Time. Yeah, I like that, man. Some really good records. We got a comment coming in. It was straight. Appreciate that comment there, Angel Luis, Angel Cologne. We're going to get into a quick break and we will be right back.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, please go to promopalace.biz. I've been promoting music for well over 12, 13 years. I promoted tons of artists with Hits Records. I promoted the Baby 21 record right before he got signed. If you need Instagram influencers, TikTok influencers, YouTube music promotion, record pool promotion, press releases, any kind of advertising done, pretty much hit me up. PromoPalace.biz. Also, PromoPalace1@gmail.com. Don't forget to submit your MP3 to livefromfayetnam@gmail.com. If you want to skip the line, it's $5 cash at PromoPalace LLC. If not, you'll have to wait till next week or the week after. Submissions are free. We do not charge, but if you want to skip the line, when we already got the songs loaded up for the day, it is $5, Promo Palace LLC via Cash App. All right, let's get into Mr. 44, Greatest Rapper Never.
One of the greatest stories that was never told. From back then to right now, millions was never sold. While you top the charts, stay hot, I stay cold. Never had a fair chance for my career to grow old. You heard? I love this rap, and that's my word. Ali, your favorite MC with third degree burns. Now put that on the dart and let it penetrate your heart. Every lyric I say define the definition of art. You ain't on my level, cause your style is equal with the devil. While my character separate, an angel from a rebel. Come and spit with me, and you see inevitably, I'm the MC you really always wanted to be. No fear, underground, lyricist of the year. There's so many better, please. Nigga, whatever, if rap was basketball, I'd be like Earl of Goat. Word. I'm the greatest rapper that was never heard. Ever hear a saying, if you see me come and step aside. If you didn't, you probably was a rapper that died for this rap shit. I was given a gift with this. I was born a lyricist. Show me another indie artist slick with this. Blow your socket. I spit like a prophet. I got the mic, now see if you can cop it. It was session after session, record deal after record deal. It was the winter, but I was catching a chill. Every year, I would watch pass. In my mind, I would constantly tell myself.
I want to give it a yay, but I'm going to go with an okay. Simply because this is the second or third time he submitted a track, man. And I've had to turn the music up all the way to 100, man. Because the music, the mix is just too low. I mean, his flow is nice. The beat is nice. I don't know if it's a single. It's probably a good album cut. I mean, he's definitely spitting bars on there. I definitely like Mr. 44's flow. But I got to go with an okay, man, because the mix is just, it's too low. Now I got to turn it down some again for this the next song. Let's get into My Rebel Youth. And, oh, man, hold up. The song is titled, and they're from Ukraine, so I think the song is titled Ukrainian. Let me get the English version. Let me pull up the English translation. Yeah. All right, so the name of the song in English is Louder, and it's Hushnish. I guess that's right. My Rebel Youth, Hushnish in Ukrainian, looks like, I think this is Ukrainian or Russian. Yes, Ukrainian, Hushnish, and it stands for Louder. My Rebel Youth, Louder. All right, let's get into it. Yeah, we got music all the way from Ukraine. If I could understand what they were saying, I might could give it a yay, but I'm going to go with an okay. I like the music, though. The music sounds good. Can't understand a word because they're in Ukrainian, which sucks, but I'm still going to review it based off of the music. And the vocals, I would like the vocals to have been a little bit more powerful and really, like, just really, really mellow. Felt like there was a part where it could have kind of just brought up the vocals a little bit more, you know, but music is subjective, and Ukraine is probably a yay all day, but over here in the United States, it's going to be an okay. All right, let's get into Moffat, Cloud of Sound. Moffat, Cloud of Sound. Let's get into it. Okay, but tune in on Instagram. I hate to do it, man. I got to give it a nay. I got to go with a nay. I wasn't really feeling it at all. I mean, the music was all right, but the vocals are just not really good to me. The vocals could use some work. Sorry, Moffat, Cloud of Sound, but I got to give it a nay. Okay, let's get into Nature of the Beast. Nature of the Beast, Suffocate.
Just a few minutes.
I'm gonna have to go with another nay. Another nay. I'm not no death metal expert, but I've heard some death metal songs on here that were really, really dope, man. And that doesn't compare to it at all. The ones that I felt like that were really, really dope. And when I review death metal, I try to get past the lyrics and I try to just review the music, but I wasn't feeling none of that at all. All right, let's get into 9 to 5. LB Sickening featuring Cash.
Cash affiliated.
It's kind of a dream song right here. Mike P on the production.
Whoop, whoop.
So here I am, my daily job, I see her scrubbing pots again. I think about my future and I feel like we robots. My friends are getting hot, I can't deny, I wish I could partake. But every other morning there's a test when I awake. I had to see my P.O. and he's a bastard, creepy Pete. I wonder if he'll lock me up again, go home and beat his meat. A sick, sadistic narcissist, he sees my dick, he wants to kiss. He's making me piss in a big paper cup, I deserve it, yeah I did it. Never for law, yeah I admit it. 5 years on probation, fuck the judge and fuck a witness. I'm a menace, so they say I broke the law, no leeway. What is it supposed to teach me? I wish that I could break away. I made a stupid mistake, the judge says I have to pay. 5 years on some papers, I wish that it would go away. I have to pay for my crimes, in the end I'll be fine. It's making me a better man, so really I don't mind, okay?
I'm so tired of dealing with all these complications. I'm so sick, can't wait till I finally get off probation.
I'm gonna go with okay on that one. The flow could have been a little bit better. Beat was, it was all right. The hook was decent. What do we got? We got three more tracks left. About to hit the hour mark here real soon. So it's about right. Let's get into Our Noise Underdog. Our Noise Underdog.
Marcus can't
go with an okay on that one. I'm gonna go with an okay. Not really my vibe. Vocals was good. It was recorded good. I mean, it sound, everything sounded like it was recorded perfect and good, but yeah, I'm just going with an okay. All right, we got another one from R&B. We've reviewed about 2 or 3 songs from this artist. Let's get into R&B Zen.
Ooh, I need some lemon in my body. The kind that makes my eyes go red. I'm rolling up her silver body. She leads a trail of haze to my head, to my head, to my head, to my head. Whoa, whoa.
I feel Zen again, I feel Zen again, Zen again, Zen again. I'm high again, high again. I'm rolling, man. That Dutch I'm smoking, man. I feel zen again. I'm high again. I'm rolling, man. That Dutch I'm smoking, man.
Illy in my hand, Henny in the other. I don't wanna think, so fuck a water bottle. I'm drowning out the noise, you know I took my poison. Weed makes a choice, getting high for certain. I just wanna feel emotion. I just wanna feel alive. I don't really wanna grow old. I'm trying nothing in my life. Ooh, I need some lemon in my body. It makes my eyes go red. I'm rolling up her silver body. She leads a trail of hate to my head. To my head, to my head, to my head.
I kind of like that one. I'm going to go with a yay on that one. R&B Zen. I like that. I like the way the beat sounded. Vocals recorded good. We got one song left. Don't look like nobody wanted to skip the line today. I think we got a few submissions coming. So we're gonna pretty much play all the way out. All right, let's get into Rex and Nasty P Bounce.
DJ Nasty P, aka Rich Mundy.
Mundy.
Times Rex.
Rex.
You know what it is.
That's how the John Jones.
I got my mojo back bounce. Like to stick this pogo rap bounce. Like the BG crossover. Make dollars like E, like P. Tall order to be dope like me. I got my mojo back bounce. Like to stick this pogo rap bounce. Like the PG crossover. Make dollars like E, like P. Tall order to be dope like me. Bar for bar, a lot of y'all is semi with the talk. I'm a hawk with the blah blah. Tray on the courts, I stay on the course on rainbow level. My cart steady through troubles, angles and plots. Land ready, Andretti, I cruise. Smooth as CL, nasty as PS streams on DL. Download me, spell the ear satisfaction. This peer interaction is lacking. When wax spinning, Rich Mundy asking if my pen tapped in. Best believe I scribble, as well as Kyrie dribble, as well as Giannis attacking the rack. When I get involved, the proof is in the passion. Giggle when your little lyrical's laid, I get to laughing. Pencil rhythmical masterpieces in a fraction. A minute past us in it, the lieutenant. Pin it back when rap was rapping, whack was whack, man.
Make you bounce around.
We make this
look
easy.
Ha ha.
Make you bounce around. Yeah. Let's make you bounce. I got my mojo back bounce. Like to stick this pogo rap bounce. Like the BG crossover. Make dollars like E, like P. Tall order to be dope like me. I got my mojo back bounce. Like to stick this pogo rap bounce. Like the PG crossover. Make dollars like E, like P. Tall order to be dope like me.
Like to me, that's all I see. The head jerking, everybody working, realistic, straight street thing. It's saying a lot, everything is real.
Fools better refuse to be my false facts. On Rich Mundy tracks, my mojo's back bounce. Shake it like it counts, baking by the ounce, breaking in accounts. Anyway, this song, play the safe house. Loud through the speaker, let the ether leak. What I speak is elite. Butter beats cooking on the stove top, flows hot ditto. Chaos is all around, God in the middle, y'all. Chisel me on Rushmore, thoughts blacking out. All that counts, do you want more? Question love, followed by an exclamation point, y'all. This joint raw, came salting and conquered it all. Genius balls followed by a bouncing ball. Pause because station identification is necessary for this to be played every day. Tell the DJ, cut it up, make the people in the party jump. I got my mojo back bounce. Like to stick this pogo rap bounce. Like the PG crossover. Make dollars like E, like P. Tall order to be dope like me. I got my...
Yeah, that was fire, man. That's a yay, man. I don't know that Rex has ever got a okay or a nay since he's sent music. You know, if y'all don't know about Rex, go check him out. R-E-K-S, Rex. Okay, song of the day. What do I got for song of the day? Yeah, I got to go with the Drasmatic joint, Positive Vibes Only. I got to go with Drasmatic, Positive Vibes Only. Let's go and play it again a little bit. Song of the day for me right here. And I might have to start playing the song of the day again after I pick song of the day, so you know people know which song of the day. Song of the day right here.
Let's go. When I stand on business, my stance is dirty. Politicking, I'm getting chicken without getting my hands dirty. Life be life, and when you over 30, it's common courtesy. I move with a sense of urgency. Verbally, I know they hurting me. It's killing me, there's only one in me. I'm who they wanna be. You wouldn't understand what this game is mentally done to me, or done for me. If it ain't the truth, then what y'all want from me? I'm happy while they miserable, and misery loves company. Well, we can not the same.
Yep, I gotta roll with that. I love you, Rex. And all the other artists that submitted, but I gotta go with Drasmatic for Song of the Day, which we will be interviewing next Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern. And no, I'm not being biased just because we're interviewing them next Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern, because I don't even personally know the cat like that. So, but dope music is dope music. Good music is good music, man. Heavy metal, death metal cats, please, y'all gotta step it up, man. Some of y'all's vocals, man, is just not doing it, man. Not cutting it, man. Not cutting it. So yeah, and it would be that everybody wants to start tuning in after I'm about to end the music reviews. You know, if somebody sends me a song in the next 2 or 3 minutes to live from Vietnam at gmail.com, an MP3 only, I'll review it. I'll review it. We got Mr. J tuned in. I mean, Mr. Jones, my bad. I don't think Mr. J tuned in. We got Jones tuned in. What's good with you, Jones? Says Luis Angel Cologne just did. Alright, let's see, Luis. Live from Vietnam at gmail.com. I don't see it just yet. Make sure you got it spelt right. But yeah, go back and check yesterday's podcast. I went on a rant, man. I totally get why these cats really feel like Eminem shouldn't be on the pedestal that he is. And I don't see it, man. Let me go ahead and put this email in here for y'all so y'all know what email to send it to. Livefromvietnam@gmail.com. That's livefromvietnam@gmail.com. Send me your MP3 right now and I will review it. I still don't see it, Luis. I'm about to wrap this up in a second here. So hopefully Trill & Noise tracks will be on next week. Oh yeah, hopefully he'll be on next week and whatnot. Also, while I'm here, make sure y'all go to Tubi. For all y'all that got Tubi and watch movies on Tubi, go check out the new Barry Williams movie called I Made You. And really good movie. I watched it today. All the actors did a really good job. The movie is even better than Barry's last movie. A Dizzle brand premium luxury liqueur is basically featured through the movie like 4 or 5 times. It pretty much is part of the storyline in the script. And I guess you could say Dizzle is one of the main characters of this movie. Yeah, I don't, we don't review Waves. Can't upload Waves to my StreamYard. So we about to wrap it up. Y'all can catch us next week for more music reviews on every Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, every Saturday, 5 p.m. Eastern time. And pretty soon, when Trill moves over to this new job, we're going to be moving music reviews to Sundays, and we're probably going to be moving them to like 6 p.m. Eastern time. And also, don't forget, we got a bunch of interviews still lined up on Fridays. I mean, we got a ton still. Like we said, we got Drasmatic next week. We got Cooley High still. We still got Bishop Omega. We got producer extraordinaire for Money Boss Players himself, Minnesota. And check him out. He's performing at Diamond D's show in New York for the Stunts, Blunts, and Hip Hop the tour, whatnot they got going on. We still got Kid Sensation. For y'all that don't know about Kid Sensation, he came out on Sir Mix-a-Lot's first album. We still got Mr. Servon from No Limit coming on. We had a reschedule Punchline. We got Barbara Miles, who's doing the JJ Fad documentary, and we'll probably have JJ Fad on eventually after that. We got producer Ben Malik. And of course, we had Jay Cobb on earlier. And go back and check out that interview. And I will be clipping up some Jay Cobb clips as well. And go check out my Paul Pickett podcast. Go follow me at Paul Pickett Podcast. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, everything else, like Live for Vietnam, Paul Pickett Podcast. We got a lot of the interviews with the Bare Knuckle Fighters. We just interviewed Melanie Shaw, Edgar, the Dream Killer, Plaziola, and Blaine Warbritton, who's going to be making his debut in Kansas City next month, if I'm not mistaken. And we got some more interviews on the way as well. So, yeah, man, a lot of shit going on. You got the Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur. Got a couple movies I'm helping promote on that side. Hollywood Hearts and Couples Therapy. Shouts out to Barry Williams for featuring Dizzle in his new movie, I Made You. Now available on Tubi. Go watch that. Also, you got the New Litter Apparel, which is my clothing apparel for all you dog lovers. And go check out that Paul Masson and Mr. Jones Vietnam Business, now available on all streaming platforms. Vietnam, Bizness. Go check that out. It's hotter than any of Marshall Mathers' singles, I can tell you that much. And what else? Yeah, Paul Pickett Podcast, Live for Vietnam. Don't forget, Mr. J got his documentary going to be dropping hopefully soon. I mean, he still got some more interviews to finish up and wrap up, and hopefully that documentary will be coming out, and I should be on that as well, and I'll be promoting that heavy as well. So, yep, we're going to wrap it up. Another episode of Live from Vietnam. Music reviews, interviews, and news. Appreciate y'all tuning in, and we out.
Beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog.